This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Clifford May, president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. With all the coverage of the twists and turns in the politics and process of the healthcare debate, a major foreign policy story has been a bit undercovered. And that's what many are considering, including the Israeli ambassador to the United States, to be the deteriorating relationship between the United States and Israel, one that was exemplified by the standoff between Vice President Biden and some Israeli officials last week during the Vice President's trip to the Middle East. And Cliff, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, the big thing that happened, of course, last week is that while Biden was there, the Israeli government announced that it would build some more settlements, particularly an apartment complex. And, of course, the Obama administration position has been that the settlements be frozen. Is that the main issue at the heart of this, or is that just emblematic of something deeper?
I suspect it's the latter, emblematic of something deeper. I mean, it is really remarkable that we're here on the radio saying that the big issue was the approval by a mid-level Israeli bureaucrat of plans to construct apartments for 1,600 Israeli families in Israel's capital of Jerusalem. Now, we're not talking about reestablishing communities or settlements or call it what you will in Gaza. We're not talking about anything in the West Bank. We're talking about Jerusalem, which the U.S. long ago recognized as the capital of Israel. We're talking about a Jewish neighborhood in Israel. We're not saying that Arabs can't live in that neighborhood either. Also keep in mind that, you know, twice in the past, the Israelis have indeed said to the Palestinians, once in 2000 and once in 2008, look, if we can get a complete settlement, end of terrorism, total recognition of Israel, we'll give you parts of East Jerusalem and you can establish your capital there as well. We'll do that. And on both occasions, the Palestinian leaders said no. In fact, in 2000, Yasser Arafat not only said no, he launched a terrorist intifada. Now, building an apartment building doesn't mean the Israelis would never give up that piece of territory, although I think it's very doubtful if you understand where this is. It's a largely Jewish neighborhood and a part of Jerusalem that I don't think the Israelis are going to be quick to give up. But they can. After all, when they pulled out of Gaza in 2000, they took not only every community out, they took every cemetery out, so the graves would not be desecrated. The only thing they left behind were greenhouses, because they thought, and a number of donors thought, that the Palestinians could then grow vegetables for sale abroad, and those greenhouses were promptly trashed because the Palestinians didn't want to have greenhouses built by Israelis, even if it would mean that they would live better. It's very odd that what we're talking about here, what is such a scandal here, is that some bureaucrats say, yes, we're going to build some apartments in Jerusalem.
So Cliff, if that's just the issue on the surface, so what's the bigger beef with Israel that the Obama administration has?
Not entirely sure. Perhaps what they want to show to Arabs and to others in the Islamic world, so-called, is that this administration is willing to stand up to Israel. And maybe they were angry about the timing of the announcement, or even about the fact that Israel said, we're going to house some more of our people, although I think the Israelis believe they have every right in their capital, anywhere they want, to build housing for their people. You know, it's an amazing thing if you think about it. We all accept, take for granted, that in Israel there will be Arabs who are citizens and Arabs who are legal residents, always have been, always will be. For some reason, we also expect that anything that will be called a Palestinian state will be ethnically cleansed of all Jews. And so for Jews to live there even now, even that doesn't make it unnegotiable, that somehow offends us. I find it odd that we have politicians and diplomats and journalists who are so comfortable with this approach to ethnic cleansing.
Cliff, I know that many in Israel were upset with the president's speech in Cairo a number of months ago when the way he couched certain things, the fact that he didn't visit Israel directly during that trip. What do you see as the impact, if in fact this relationship is deteriorating? How will that manifest itself?
Well, you'll see it in the polls, but it'll be hard because already on the streets, in the Israeli street, Obama has very little, not just popularity, but trust. The Israelis don't trust him as an honest broker, as somebody to help the negotiations. This will reduce his standing even further. And by the way, it's compounded by something that probably most people don't know about. Around the same time that this announcement was being made of building housing for Israeli families in Israel's capital, you had Fatah, the major Palestinian organization on the West Bank, naming a square in the town of El Bira in memory of Dalal Mughrabi, a terrorist who in 1978 hijacked an Israeli bus, massacred 37 Israeli civilians, 13 of them children, and an American photographer. For some reason, celebrating this terrorist by naming a square after her is not a big deal for most people in the Obama administration or the elite media. That's okay, but building housing for your citizens, that is an outrage, that is something to be condemned, that is an insult and affront, to use the words of top Obama advisor David Axelrod.
And Cliff, one of the other things that, of course, could be coming in the offing here is the emergence of a deployable nuclear weapon in Iran. And Israel, of course, has said they're going to do what they need to do in order to make sure that that doesn't happen. And obviously, the Obama administration doesn't like what that may mean. So how much is that playing into this?
It's definitely playing into this because Israel is very frightened about the possibility that Iran may get nuclear weapons. Iran is a country that denies the Holocaust and promises to wipe Israel off the map, promises also, by the way, that a world without America is achievable. If you don't trust America, if you don't trust America to protect your interests, if you don't trust that under the Obama administration you will have somebody supporting you, watching your back, then you're actually more likely, not less likely, to take measures into your own hands than otherwise. By the way, the other thing is, if the Obama administration is trying to promote the peace process, this is no way to do it. For a year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said, I'm willing to sit down any time with Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the Palestinians in the West Bank. He's met with him many times before. Abbas has said, I won't meet with Netanyahu. And then they had what they called proximity talks planned, which is the Palestinians said, I won't talk to Netanyahu, but we can talk with Americans in Ramallah, and then they can shuttle messages back and forth to Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Well, the Palestinians just broke those off. They can't seem less tough on the Israelis than the Americans. Every time this administration does this, it only hardens the attitude of the Palestinians, who also now are rioting against the Israelis because they feel encouraged to do so. So people may get killed over this, Palestinians, Israelis as well, because I think the Obama administration has decided to make a crisis out of something that should have been, you know, at most a hand slap. Why are you guys talking about building anything while Biden's there trying to get the peace process going again? By the way, if I have one more minute, I'll say this. It is ridiculous to believe that anytime soon we can have a peace treaty between the Palestinians and the Israelis. It simply cannot happen. The Palestinians are divided. In Gaza is Hamas. Hamas is theologically committed to the destruction of Israel because they think every inch of Israel is an endowment from Allah to the Muslims and can't be given up. And anybody from Fatah knows if you make peace with Israel, you're committing suicide, just like Sadat. Sadat made peace with Israel and was assassinated by a group that later joined with al-Qaeda. Its leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, is with Osama bin Laden in western Pakistan now, we believe. There is no way you can have a peace treaty now. Anybody who doesn't understand that doesn't understand anything about the basics of the Middle East.
Cliff, we've got to stop there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Clifford May, President of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.